There's a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer. This is an Erechayim, Simin Kuf Pehe. It's one of the more mefursim the tshuvas in Tshuvos Chassam Sofer. The tshuva was written to Rav Bunim Eger. So Rav Bunim Eger was Rav Kivega's brother, which by definition would mean that it was the Chassam Sofer's uncle, because Rav Kivega, of course, was the Chassam Sofer's shver. He was also the Chassam Sofer's mechotin. So one of the Chassam Sofer's children married one of Rabbunim Eger's children. Either way, he was a goyen olam. And this tshuva was written to Rabbunim Eger. So Rabbunim Eger asked the Chassam Sofer a kasha. It's a kushi in the floor. We have rate bites on that kasha. And at the very end of that tshuva, the Chassam Sofer writes to Rabbunim Eger that it's Chodesh Adar. And it's Purim time now. So I want to share with you two ha'aris that I had this year, L'Kovet Purim, in Yana D'Yoyma, Dover B'Itay Ma'atov. The first ha'ara that the Chassam Sofer shared with Rabbunim Eger was a bombekasha on our Gemara. Bava Basra Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph. So the Gemara, in its discussion of Rav Huna's Memra, Tol Yuv Ezov and Zvine Zvine, brought a braisna that says, it says in the Torah, Im oyle karbono, min abokar zocher tomen yakrivenu, el pesach oyo moyed yakriv oysoi, lirtsoy noy lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, yakriv oysoi, lirtsoy noy lefnei Hashem? Yakriv oysoi, melamed shekoyfen oysoi. That if someone's chayv to bring a carbon and he doesn't want to bring it, Bezin can force him to bring the carbon. Yochel bal korcha, you would think you can mamish force him and even if he never agrees to bring it, no, it says l'rtzoina, meaning he has to agree. Okay, so which one is it? Right, it's a stira. Is it bal korcha or is it l'rtzoina? So the Gemara said, koifen oisei atcheyem eroitzani. And from this pasuk of yakriv oisei l'rtzoina lefnei Hashem, we learn that we can force a person who's chayv to bring a carbon who doesn't want to bring it, to bring it. Albeit with the caveat that he has to say roitzani. Then the Gemara mentioned a Mishnah that says, what happens if you have a person that's obligated to give a get and he doesn't want to give a get? So Bezin can force the person to give the get. And the Gemara said that the reason Bezin can force the person to do that is because mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. And being that mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, if the person comes around and he says roitzani, so we assume that that's what he wants and the get is going to be a good get. So freit chassam sofer, I don't understand. Once the Gemara said mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, zoisai meres, there's some svar in the world that says that being that people want to follow what the chachamim say, so if someone's forced to do a mitzvah, even though it looks like he's being forced into it, but as long as he says roitzani, based on mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, we're going to say that what he did, he taki did bedas. If that's the case, the Chassam Sofer asks, that why did Chazal need a pasuk to say yakriv oisoi l'rtzoinoi, that if someone's chayv to bring a carbon, koifen oisoi, atchiyoyme roitzani, peipiklei, every carbon is the chamitzvah, and if that's the case, there's a mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. So the Gemara said, yakriv oisoi melamach koifen oisoi, as it relates to Gitei Noshim, Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim. Once there's a svar of Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim, so why do I need a pasnik of Melamit Shekoyfen Oysoi, Bal Karchoi, and there's an idea of Koyfen Oysoi Achiyem Eroitzani, L'Choyre, anytime a person's chayv to bring a carbon, that means he's obligated to do a mitzvah. So if you force him to do this mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim. So the Chassam Sofer said a Dover Nifla. He said, we know, Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah, they were mekabel the Torah b'kfiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kofaleim har kigigis, and he basically told them, "If you're mekabelin as a Torah mutav, if lav, the other option is not going to be a good option." Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara says, "Mikan moidor rabalei raisa," that the Meiram understood that Kabbalah Satorah was a Kabbalah Satorah that literally happened by Oynes. And being that it happened by Oynes, it's almost impossible to be Mechayev a Yid based on that Kabbalah Satorah. But Amar Rava said, "Afal pikein hadi kiblu b'meach hashverish." Even though Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai was Mekabel the Torah be Oynes, Mikan moidor rabalei raisa, but hadi kiblu b'meach hashverish, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah again b'meach hashverish. And when they were makabel Torah again b'me'ach hashverish, then already they were makabel the Torah b'ahava, then already they were makabel the Torah b'rotzen. So the Chassam Sofer said like this. The Gemara said that why is it that mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, that if a person is obligated to give again, he says, I don't want to give the get, we force him, until he says Roitzani, the get is a get. So the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf and Hilchas Gerush in the Rambam that we spoke about Barichas last night, that it's based on the fact that even though this person right now is saying that I don't want to give the get, but deep down we know the Ratzon Pnimi from a Yid. What's the real Pnimius of a Yid? The real Pnimius of a Yid is that he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. And being that the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid is that he really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, so we interpret that when he was saying that I don't want to give the get, that wasn't really his Ratzon. His Ratzon really was to give a get. I was saying, I don't want to give the get. Says the Rambam, we assume Yitzroy was takfoy, and Fakir was being ma'anis him to act as if he didn't want to give it. But really, you want to know what this Yid's real Ratzon is? This Yid's real Ratzon is, yeah, to give the get. And that's what underpins this Indian of Mitzvah L'Shmaya Divrei Chacham. So the Chassam Sofer said, I want to ask you a question. If Klal Yisrael as an Ummah was Mekabel Torah Ba'oinis, they were never mekabel Torah b'ratzon. Is it shayich to say that the ratzon pnimi of the Yid is to want to do mitzvah Hashem? If at Har Sinai the Yidin couldn't come to a ratzon pnimi to want to do the ratzon Hashem, so how is it possible that l'doyris there would be this inyan of mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chacham, and based on dishtikul Torah of the Rambam, that the real ratzon of the Yid is to do the right thing? It can't be. So what did the Rambam mean? Zokhted, the Rambam was going after Hadda Kiblu Abimei HaShverish. When Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah Bahava, when Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah Beratzin, at that point, it was Chal, that the Ratzin Pnimi of the Yid is to do the Ratzin Hashem. Because when as an Umma, we were Mekabel Torah Bahava, Uberatzin, now the Ratzin Pnimi of the Yid changed, and now we're going to touch up that that's really what he wants to do. So the Chassam Sofer said, this Rambam, Melchus Gerish, and Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, this was only after the Purim story. This is after Hadda Kiblu. When it was Hadda Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish and Klal Yisrael as a nation was Mekabel Torah B'Ratzon, then the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid, like the Rambam says, is to do the right thing. However, before Hadr Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish, when it was Kofaleim Harki Gigas, when there was a Matzev of Mikam Moidor Rabalei Raisa, at that point you can't say that the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid was to do the right thing. So he says, the reason we needed a Pasuk of Yakrev Oisoi is because the Torah was going on the Torah level. That Kabbalah Satorah that the Pasuk in Parashas Vayikra is referring to was a Kabbalah Satorah Ba'oines. And over there you don't have the Rambam Shtikl Torah Mitzvah L'Shmaya Divrei Chachamim. So based on that, there would be no din of Koifen Ois Achayim Eroitzani. Teretz is a dog, Zeres HaKosev. Yaakov Ois Elurzoinai. Malamit Shekoifen Ois Achayim Eroitzani. This shtickel Torah that we have, the Chena Tomoitza Bikitei Noshim, where this is true for all mitzvahs, that's all after the Hadda Kiblu B'Mei HaShverosh. So you can't ask me a question, why do you need a Pasuk of Yaakov Eisel Lutzayini to tell me Koifen Eisel Shreemei Roitzayini? Don't you have Mitzvah L'Shmoy Divrei Chachamim? The Torah says Mitzvah L'Shmoy Divrei Chachamim is predicated on the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. That's the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid. It became the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid only after Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah Be'ahava. But before we were Mekabel Torah Be'ahava Be'ratzin, the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid then was not necessarily to do the right thing. The whole Kabbalah Satorah was a Kabbalah Satorah Ba'onis. And as a result, you didn't have the Rambam Shtekel Torah. If you don't have the Rambam Shtekel Torah, you don't have the Gemara's Teretz and Mitzvah L'Shmoy Divrei Chachamim. And if you don't have the Gemara's Teretz and Mitzvah L'Shmoy Divrei Chachamim, you need a Makar. If you're going to tell me, you can force a person to bring a carbon. And the Teretz, since you have a Makar, you know what the Makar is? Yakrev Oisai Melamed Shekoifen Oisai Achayim Eroitzani. So I was just thinking maybe to add one Neufach to what the Hilchos Chassam Sofer is saying. And that is, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, the first Mishnah, Musar LeYeshua, Yeshua LeSkenim, LeSkenim LeNeviim, UNeviim Misaru LeAnshei Knesset HaGdoilo, Heim Omru Shloisha Dvarim. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo said three things. Heavy Mesunim Bedin, you should be patient if you're a judge. VeHemidu Talmidim Harbe, Vasu Siog LeTorah. First Mishnah in Pirkei Ovis. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, they stelled avek three things. They sent heavy mesunim bedin, vehemidu talmidim harbe, vasu siog l'tayr. One of the three things that they said was, vehemidu talmidim harbe. Why was this so critical? It sounds like the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, they come to power, they rise, they're running Klal Yisrael. Right, we go from Moshe to Yeshua, to Skenim, Neviim, and now it's Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo. And what's the first legislation that they put into place? Three things. Heavy mesunim bedin, and in your name, vehemidu talmidim harbe. What's that all about? So, could be the pshat is, we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, tafchav chesamid aleph, that when the Yidden were in Yavna, it was shortly after the destruction of the second base Hamikdash, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And then there was a big Asik that happened with Rabbi Yeshua, with a very young Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And because of that Asik, Rabbi Gamliel was forced to be removed from his post as being the Nasi. And the Gemara says, Tana, Oisei Ayoim, that day, that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from being the leader in Klal Yisrael, Salku L'Shomer HaPesach. They removed the Shomer HaPesach, the person whose job it was to watch the door of the Beis Medrash and to determine who's allowed to enter the Beis Medrash and who's not allowed to enter the Beis Medrash. V'nitnu lehem reshusa tamidim likanes. And they said, anyone that wants to come can come. Show you Rabbi Gamliel Machris, because Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Kol Talmud she'ein toichei kebaroi lo yikana lebeis medrash." Any Talmud who's not toichei kebaroi is not allowed to enter the Beis Medrash. Hahu yoimus say Chazal that day when the Shomer HaPesach was removed, itoisvu kamas afsali. There were many, many benches, benklach, that were added to the Beis Medrash. Amr Rabbi Yochan said, "Pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dostoy v'Rabban." Chadama once said, "Itoisvu arba meyas afsali." There were 400 benches that were brought into the Beis Medrash. That's how many more Talmidim came. The Chadama and the other one said, "Shva meyas afsali." There were 700. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Gamliel had chalish zadas." They had to come to him in a dream, and they had to be mafayas him. Where Rabbi Gamliel was nasi, the rule was that the only person that's allowed to enter the Beis Medrash is someone that's toichei kebaroi. But when Rabbi Gamliel was removed, on that day, they determined that you don't have to be toichei kebaroi. And even if you're not toichei kebaroi, if you're interested in coming and learning, we're going to let you in. And there were so many yidden that had been deemed to be not toichei kebaroi that all of a sudden, mitamul, they were allowed to come in. So I was thinking, what's this nekuda that, although there's a maila of having to be toichei kebaroi, but there was another way of looking at it. And maybe even a yid that's not toichei kebaroi is allowed to come. So a poshet, the way you learn is that these tzaddikim felt that even if you're not toichei kebaroi, even if the toich doesn't match the chitzonius of the person, but at the same time, you learn Torah and amar shabar machzir lamutav, ki yaduv b'svar makdoshim. But it could be there's another oimik. Could be there's a toich in this, and that is, it could be the understanding was that really a yid has to be toich kebaroi. Stating that, when it comes to understanding the toich of a yid, every single yid's toich is really kebaroi. And it's based on this Rambam over here in Hilchos Geirushin. Because the toich, the real toich of a yid, you want to know what the toich of a yid is? It's like the Rambam says, he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. And because he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, so it's for that reason, be'etzim, every single yid is a toich kebaroi. The other tzad was that really everybody's toichei kebaroi. And because everybody is toichei kebaroi, so therefore everybody is invited. How can everyone be toichei kebaroi? Not everyone's toichei kebaroi. The teretz is this Rambam. Because even though sometimes you look at a yid and you say, this guy's toich is mamish, it's schmitzedig, it's horrible, it's disgusting. But that's because you're not looking deep enough. Because if you go the fnai v'lefnim of the yid, and you go to the toich of the yid, what you're going to find over there is a person that's mole, the goddess Ratzon Hashem, and all he really wants to do is the right thing. The problem is this dirt and this klippas and these things that are covering up so that you can't really get to the real toich of the yid. But that sad hell, that toich kebaroi, you have to be toich. Everyone knows you have to be toich kebaroi. You know what the shnayim over here is? What is the toich from the yid? Is the toich from the yid, I don't know, depending on the sevensech. Or no, there's this idea, every single yid, it doesn't matter who you are, your toich is always going to be heilig. It's mafizei yesh loima. It could be this is a shtickle emes. If you take a look at the Rishonim, literally, Alatar, on the side of the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, the Rab Bar Tanura, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Tashbitz, and his Pirush that he wrote on Pirkei Avos, Kulon ki ish echo b'lev echot say, that what does it mean? V'hemidu tamidim harbe, lafuke this gemara, over here in Brachis, Tav Chav Chesam Ralef. Rabbi Gamliel, he had a Shomer HaPesach, and his Shomer HaPesach wasn't allowing people to come in. Sokt, the Anshe Knesset Agdoilo, the Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, that you should know, don't make that cheshbin. Don't start saying, this person yeah, and that person not. You should be Maimit Talmidim Harbe. If somebody wants to come learn, don't start making cheshbonis. He is Teichei Kebaroi, he's not Teichei, he looks good, but I know really he's not so good. Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, let everybody in. Who said this? The Anshe Knesset Agdoilo said this. When did the Anshe Knesset Agdoilo live? The Anshe Knesset Agdoilo lived right in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. They were right at the end of Golus Bavel. What happened right before the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila? It was Hadr Kabluah B'mei HaShverish. What happened was, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah B'Ratzin. And the Chassam Sofer said that when Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah B'Ratzin, that's when the Pnimius, that's when the Toich of the Yitchein, that's when this Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Chof went into effect. He said before this, when the Yidden were living and leveraging off the Kabbalah Sater Ba'onis in a world of Mikam Moidor Rabbalei Raisa, over there you need a posik of Yaakov Oysa Lutzoyne to teach you Koyfen Oysa Shemi Roitzani. But once Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah B'Ahava, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah B'Ratzin, so then already it changed. Then Mitzvah L'Shmoyer Devrich HaChom. And like the Rambam says, because now the Toich of the Yid is different. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Heim Amru Shloish Shedvarim, it's in the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. We introduce the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, we introduce this memra. They said now, Mikanu Lahaba, because there was a Hadik Kibluah B'mei HaShverosh, so now already, the Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Now you have to go ahead and be Maimit Talmidim, because now every Yid is Teichi Kibari. And if every Yid is Teichi Kibari, now you don't have to make this Cheshbonis. I know, I'm old, there was a Shaila, Efshaya, Efshanish. Oh, but it's this Nishdokan Shaila. Because now already, every single Yid's Teich is already going to be a Klara Teich. I saw once that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that Chazal say La'olam Yasek Adam B'Toyra Uve Mitzvahs Va'afilu Shaloi L'Shma Shem B'Toych Shaloi L'Shma Bal L'Shma. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, what's the Oymek? He said, the Oymek is a Yid should do Mitzvahs even Shaloi L'Shma. You know why? He said, because the Toych of every Shaloi L'Shma is really L'Shma. Because really the Pnimius of Shaloi L'Shma, you're doing it Shaloi L'Shma, but deep down the Ratzon Pnimi of the Yid is to do the right thing. If you force a Yid to do a mitzvah, say, hey, Sketana Mitzvah. Ah, he's kicking, he's screaming, he's saying he doesn't want to do it. But then once he comes to, he says, right, Sonny, then we tight shop. That really his toich, his pnimius, is to do the right thing. The toichai of every single yid is kibarai. The toichai of every single yid is to do the right thing. The toich of the shaloi lishma is lishma. Shami toich shaloi lishma. If you krich teeth into a shaloi lishma, what's going to rise to the surface is going to be a lishma. Bal lishma. That's what you're going to end up saying. It sounds like the one condition for this is you just have to say right, Sani. Because even the Rambam, noch the ganze Stückel Teure, it's kaufe neus that she emi right, Sani. But as long as a Yid says right, Sani, he says, ich will, right, Sani, I want to do the right thing. If that right, Sani, that triggers this ganze Rambam, that the toich of a Yid, the toich of a shaloi lishma, is really lishma, this Indian of toichai kibari.